Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Hunter, 12-13-72, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R. Today's 217, chief complaint, chest fullness. Number one, number two, increased weight. Number three, leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is tiredness. Next one is I just haven't felt well for since I had COVID. Next number is symptoms of nausea off and on. Our patient is a 50-year-old woman who comes in today. She states that at the end of the year last year, she had about a COVID. Since then, has been having chest fullness associated with a mild cough that comes and goes. But she also has had but she remembers that she had also had some fullness in her chest going back to 2 years ago. At one time she was taking Zoloft. She's not taking Zoloft at this time. She has no arm pain related to the pain, chest pain. She has no shortness of breath. She works at McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y, Lumber. She does a lot of walk-ins. She never has the pain during her walk-in. She lives by herself. She has noticed a lot of snoring recently to the point that he wakes her up and her weight has gone up from 225 to 237. She also had a bout of solitary gallstone that was noted last year, which she chose not to do anything about it, period. Today she's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. Family history, she has no cardiac history, but has had a history of breast cancer and stroke, coronary artery disease, and grandparents. Doesn't know her mom, dad very well. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, not married, never had any children, last period now. Surgery, has had breast surgery, left ovary surgery, right hand surgery, right foot surgery, but no history of cancer, medical problems none, medications none, used to be on Zoloft, but not any longer. Allergy, penicillin, COVID immunization none. So she got COVID last year and hasn't had immunization since then. Once again, she's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. She weighs 237 pounds with increased weight gain, 98%, 98%, 98.3, 16, 67, 126 over 82. Heart, positive from positive is 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows trace edema, neurological non-focal. Number one, as far as chest heaviness is concerned, EKG shows no evidence of STT wave changes. Heart rate is 58. Number two, chest x-rays shows the heart to be slightly enlarged, but this is a PA view since we did not. Our equipment has been moved and we could not do an AP, but no abnormality otherwise noted. Number three, there's no associated with shortness of breath or cardiac type pain or anginal type pain present. Number four, her echocardiogram shows no difference from before. Number five, increased weight. That could be multifactorial. It could be related to her gallstones, and also it could be related to her. Could be also causing worsening of sleep apnea. Next number, I'm going to go ahead and get a sleep study on her. Next number, his mammogram was reordered. Next number, even though her EKG looks okay now, she needs a stress test to rule out cardiac disease. Refer to cardiology. Next number. Gallstone could still be playing a role here. She does have issues with dyspepsia, but this pain that she describes is different. Again, she's not interested in having the gallbladder taken out. Next number, she have some blood work done today, including cholesterol, LDL, and HDL. Next number, we gave her rocephalogram, Decadron 8 milligram, Z-Pack, and a Medrol dose pack for any residual infection that she might be suffering from. Next number. The next issue is if this continues to get a CT of her chest to look for any lung damage after COVID. Next number, do not believe she has pulmonary embolus. Next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, gallstones is unchanged. Next number, she does have mild lymphadenopathy in her neck. Next number, right ventricular enlargement noted with no change from last year. Next number, sleep study ordered. Next number, mammogram was ordered before. We'll reorder again. Next number, is not interested in colonoscopy. Next number, is encourage patient to get the mammogram, especially with family history of breast cancer. Next number of patients will be referred to cardiology for a further evaluation, i.e. stress test. Next number of patients was also given samples of Lafina, since she states that when she bends over, the pain appears to get worse, which sounds very much musculoskeletal. Lofina will help with the musculoskeletal type pain. Next number, there's no evidence of pericarditis, and the pain does not get better with sitting up and leaning forward. Next number, discuss findings with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.